Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you once again. Welcome to the place to find everything you need to have the cleaning company you've always wanted, the cleaning company that you deserve. If you want to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me, or you want to hire me to speak at your next event, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or just give us a ring, 480-648-5149. Do it now. We absolutely love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with George Thomas from A1 Cleaning San Jose. A1 has served the San Jose, California area with commercial cleaning services for over 2 years. If you want to reach out to George and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.A1CleaningSanJose.com, A1CleaningSanJose.com. George, welcome to the show, and tell us about how you got in the cleaning business.
Well, thank you for having me. I actually got in the cleaning business a couple years ago. I got in the cleaning business many years ago, I worked in a hospital in the housekeeping department, and that's where I kind of learned a lot of procedures and floor machines and, a lot of procedures on cleaning, disinfectants, et cetera. And so, and I really enjoyed it. But then I got married, I had kids, and the $4 an hour job wasn't cutting it. So I had to go into different areas. But I do have currently a full-time job, but I started this cleaning business a couple of years ago. And for extra income and whatnot, and found out that it's not really a whole lot of income unless I have, you know, a lot of business and everything. So we're trying to get business, but we're just that's how we got started, just to kind of make some extra cash. But we've kind of turned into kind of got a target and a niche to where we're going after commercial accounts.
So is your goal to go full time with the cleaning company, or do you just like it as an extra income situation?
My goal is to become a business owner, a full time business owner, and the business support me and work for me instead of me supporting the business working for it.
Well, you, sir, are exactly the reason I get out of bed every morning and do what I do. So I am. I'm awesome. That's exciting. That's really cool. And that's like I said, why I do what I do and why I'm here. So let's jump in. How can I help you today, my friend?
Well, I was you're only as strong as your infrastructure. And I know I need to market. I know I need sales, but, my question is today, and, the help that I would need is payroll. And what I mean by payroll is, all my part-time employees that I have, which is only four, I have them on W-2s, but every once in a while I get bigger jobs. And, 1099s is, we'll hire somebody, you know. But we're starting to get bigger jobs quite frequently. And so to hire them on, I've heard pros and cons that, if for example, if they work X amount of hours, so many weeks or whatever, that the IRS will not look at them as 1099s. They'll say this is really an employee. And I want to get your thoughts on that. I want to pick your brain about that and how to, what to watch out for. Advice. I'm open to any advice you can give me on this.
Cool. Well, let me start with a big fat disclaimer that I am a business owner. I've had my own business for the last 20 years. Lots of stuff I know, but I am not an attorney and I'm not an accountant. And I would not be, quote unquote, the expert to ask in terms of this. I absolutely have a bunch of experience, real life experience that I'm happy to share with you guys. But I also know that obviously there's a federal government, and I don't know if laws vary state to state. So I'll give you some kind of big principles that have worked for me or experiences that I've had that I think will bring some value to you. But I am not in a position to give legal advice or accounting advice in the, you know, in the role of CPA or attorney, as I am neither. Just another dirty businessman trying to get by like the rest of you guys. That said, you don't even have to worry about any of this stuff. I think it's $800 you have to check, but and it changes year to year. So depending on when you're listening to this, but under a certain amount, if you just have a job and you hire a bunch of people and they each get paid $300-$500, you can 1099. You don't have to employ them. Everything's easy. There's no question about that. Now, if what I hear you saying is maybe it's kind of a more permanent thing and you're saying, hey, when do they become an employee? So again, not being a lawyer or CPA, just having experience in the industry, I found the government's not great about it. You think there'd be a specific hard and fast rule, but they don't have that. There's a lot of guidelines like, well, if you tell them when they have to show up and when they can leave, that's an employee. If you provide them tools, that's an employee. But if they provide their own tools and can kind of come and go when they want, that's generally a 1099. So the bad news is it really is a gray area. And I think if you talk to an attorney or an accountant, they're even going to tell you like, hey, here's what I know, but they're all guidelines and the government can interpret it different ways. So the best way to probably do it to make sure you're absolutely safe is I'm a huge fan of having kind of plan B, C, D, E. I don't like just, you know, either not taking on a big job because I don't have people or taking on a big job and really trying to be risky. So I like kind of setting stuff up in advance. If you know that you're getting a lot of big jobs and you need help, I would try and contract with another cleaning company at a wholesale rate. So say he or she has employees that you can use, and maybe he charges $40 an hour for retail, but he'll charge you $20 an hour and he'll handle all that stuff. And you can literally just kind of contract his employees out, of course, wearing your uniforms and under your direction. That would cover that. And it's kind of a nice little, you can go up and you can go down. The second thing is you might have employees that you hire as W-2 that are just looking for part-time work where you've got three or four people that, you know, like, hey, I don't want to work for you forever, but if you've got a big job, I'm willing to come. So you could do that. So long story short, I don't know that it's just a question of do I W-2 them or do I 1099 them? I think it's more a situation of you want to have lots of different options set up beforehand. So when you have a big job, you know that you've got access to a pool of talent. Does that answer your question, or did I kind of skirt around what you're looking for?
Yeah. I heard you say maybe use a different company, and then like $600-$800 a year. That's one thing. But what if it and it hasn't? But what if it gets up into like, you know, $2,200 or $2,500? Then I think that would there be a problem? Do you think on things like that if they're on a 1099?
Well, again, then it gets into the real specifics of, well, are you directing their time? Are you providing the materials? There's three or four criteria. So just because they're over the $800 threshold doesn't mean it's no good. I just want to let you know, under that threshold, you don't have to worry about it. It's not even a thing. Just send them a 1099, send the government a 1099, tell them how much you paid them, and that's it. There's just no tax due. It's super easy. Over that, you're going to have to consider, are they, you know, how much of your time are they directing? Do you tell them when to show up, when they can leave? Are they wearing uniforms? Do you provide them with equipment? All that good stuff. And again, this is where you talk to an accountant or probably an accountant, but how long, right? If it's just for 2 or 3 weeks, does that count? I'm guessing, you know, if it's just been 2 or 3 weeks, that's more of a 1099 because it's just, I'm starting, you're stopping for this specific job. I'm not having you do lots of jobs and training you on all sorts of stuff. I just need you for this job, for this time. There's really, again, it'd be nice if the government just gave a black and white definition, but they don't. There's really just guidelines of these are the things that make it look like an employee. These are the things that make it look like a 1099. And just my 2 cents opinion is at the end of the day, if you get audited, they're going to decide what they're going to decide. And you're kind of stuck with it.
I understand. So what I'm hearing you say is I guess it'd be best to make some of the stuff, like for example, if we have a big window cleaning job, we're doing a post-construction and there's a window cleaning job in the office building, like, you know, and stuff like that. Hire a company to do that. That way, I'm paying a company, but if I'm using an individual that is a window cleaner, it could get in kind of a questionable area, I guess.
Well, again, if you hire a company, there's a couple ways you can do it. You could just pay them to do the job flat and just take your margin, right? If it's a $1,000 job and you did it yourself, maybe it'd cost you $400 or $500 in labor. Maybe you pay them $600 or $700. Wow. So your margins are thinner, but you don't have to deal with it. That's one way. Another way is just to have labor available where you're kind of renting their people, where they wouldn't do the management, they wouldn't do anything. They would just have people that you could, maybe they're paying them $12 an hour and they're their employees and you pay them $20 an hour. You know, you see what I'm saying? So there's kind of levels of, A, you could just hand over and have them do the whole job, and I would make sure that they do it in your uniforms and your shirts. Or B, you could kind of rent or trade employees, right? If you're like, hey, if I've got surplus and you need some people, I'll make my people available to you at this pre-agreed on rate, and vice versa. If I do a big job and you've got extra people that need hours, you know, maybe I could just quote unquote borrow your people and maybe you pay them $20 an hour. And then because they're his employees, I believe the labor would still be under him. So that's one way to do it. And then when you said, if you just hire somebody, well, it depends. That somebody might be a sole proprietor and he might have his own insurance and things and have a lot of other jobs and you're just one of them. That sounds to me a lot like a 1099 vendor, not an employee. If he doesn't have any other jobs, and again, he might have even started a corporation. That would be that, right? If he's got his own corporation and he does a bunch of jobs, I think it's a slam dunk that that's a vendor. If he's the sole proprietor and he's only doing that job for you and he doesn't do a bunch of other cleaning jobs for other people, now you're wandering pretty deep into some gray area.
I got you.
Okay. Any other questions in that area or universe, or did we get you sorted?
I think you did a good job. Yeah, it's going to give me some ideas here and some things to consider and ponder upon, and I'm going to do so.
All right, cool. Well, let's turn the tables a little bit and give you the opportunity to share some of your experiences with Cleaning Nation in the lightning round. I'm going to ask you three quick questions. I have full confidence you're going to give me three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Well, I don't... it's not what I heard. It's just kind of what I have observed. And, keep improving on what you're doing. The old adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That really don't apply in this day. If you continue to improve, it won't break, you know? So why wait for it to break to fix it? Why not just keep it working, you know? And so just keep improving on what you're doing. That's what it's kind of the observation that I have.
Great feedback, and I think that's good advice. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe we can learn from?
Well, I'm going to tell you the biggest mistake I've made to this date, and I've only been in business, you know, about 2 years, is matching lowballers, trying to match lowballers. It just is a nightmare. It just don't work. Stay away from it. You know?
Yeah, the only way to win that game is to not play. You're exactly right. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. All right, last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right now, today, before their head hits the pillow? Something they can implement immediately to improve their life and or their business?
Well, if they start off doing what's right, and like we just talked about, you know, getting their infrastructure right, they'll end right, you know? So that's about the only thing I can say is start off right, you'll end right.
Gosh, it's simple words, but they make a lot of sense. George, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out George's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.